Good morning, Chavez and Caldicott and Chelston Wright. It's Good Friday, the 10th of April, and this is Jasper Carrot with the daily briefing for the village. Well, that was a big surprise yesterday. My phone didn't stop pinging for hours after the daily broadcast, so thank you all for letting me know that you listen. I'd better keep going then. I was planning to knock it on the head, as there's only so many times you can listen to yourself making mistakes. But actually, it was a great privilege to hear about how you all listen to these podcasts. I seem to join some of you for breakfast, others for morning coffee, and some even for lunch. But spending 5 minutes in bed with Jenny Clark in the morning at 7 a.m. was certainly a surprise. But not half the surprise I got from spending time in bed with Adrian Jeffs at 9 a.m. And there was me wondering why I'm so tired before I start work each day. Now, Candy and several others privately suggested that I might like to keep this going for a weekly broadcast after the emergency. Well, all I can say is, Remember, folks, I'm just the socially awkward introvert that cuts the grass and picks up litter. I gave up hard work a decade ago when I retired. Now, this weekend is normally the longest weekend of the year. It's a 4-day break with 2 bank holidays. And it's normally used by the rail network and the banks to do all their major upgrades because the economy slows down. Well, this seems all rather irrelevant this weekend, doesn't it? Who's doing anything anyway? Well, actually, this weekend is going to be very busy for at least 4 groups of people in this village. Our supermarket and supply chain workers are bracing themselves for a manic 2 days. All the major supermarkets issued press releases yesterday morning, reminding people that they're closed on Easter Sunday. They're expecting long queues on Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And they asked everyone to shop as late in the day as possible. But from 4 p.m. onwards, our group was reporting in on very long queues indeed, sometimes 2 hours. Social distancing is now being strictly adhered to, even in the car parks. But all of our residents were very impressed by the approaches being taken. If your life is at stake, who's worried about 2 hours in a queue? What else have you got to do anyway? But spare a thought for the teams working on the front line from the village. It's going to be a very hard couple of days for them. Now, we're very fortunate to have at least 6 serving police officers in our village. Of course, there may be more out there undercover, but I wouldn't know that, would I? Because that's kind of the point. They're also braced for a very tough weekend. The Chief Constable of Northamptonshire, Nick Adderley, who we actually know quite well in the village, issued a press release yesterday. His force has been adopting a softer approach to the enforcement of COVID-19 laws for the last 3 weeks. They've been seeking to persuade people that social distancing was actually in their own interests. Well, this weekend, the gloves are off. There'll be many more officers on the beat, with all rest days cancelled. Officers have been instructed to enforce the law, and we as a village will support them. As of yesterday morning, 54 people had lost their lives in Northamptonshire to COVID-19. We want no more. Our hospitals simply cannot cope. And of course, we have the NHS workers in our village. They risk their lives each day in an attempt to save those who've been most seriously affected by the disease. It's a very tough job. Doctors and nurses are dying each day, having saved countless lives themselves. Of course, we do clap each Thursday, just brilliantly last night, in support of them. But we do need to do more. If we put our own lives at risk, we put the NHS at risk. And that's just plain wrong and selfish. And finally, we have our ministry team from the church. This is the most important time of the year for the Christian faith. And even if you're not a person of faith, the message of absolute self-sacrifice in the service of others must surely have some resonance with you. We're living through this daily in our lives. Now, the ministry team have been working all week to deliver a full programme of podcasts and services for everyone at home. And actually, the figures speak for themselves. The church is always there, but it's often ignored. However, in times of trouble, many turn to it for support and comfort. Well, last week's online service reached an audience at least 3 times higher than the congregation of a normal Sunday service in church. Now, of course, you could call me a cynic, but it may be that the comfort of coffee in bed with the church service is a little easier experience than getting up early on a Sunday to go in person. But you know what? So what? If our village is enriched by a church service at home, then I'm sure our ministry team will feel that their work is worthwhile. So for all of our key workers this Easter weekend, we thank you and salute you. For everyone else, stay at home, protect the NHS, and save lives. Now, of course, this podcast should end there. But there are two things left. Two competitions, in fact. The Village Events Committee and the church have come together to run a colouring competition for the kids this Easter. So please go to the homepage of the website where you heard this podcast for the details. And yes, with the help of Joanne and Brenda, we've secured prizes, and they may involve chocolate. And secondly, many people have commented on how my accent changes when I get passionate and excited. So who can pinpoint where it's from then? And yes, I've lived in Chelveston for 33 years and for 6 years before that in the hallowed halls of Cambridge. But where were the years before that? Where did I grow up? And for the winner, there's definitely another pint in it. So stay safe, folks, and thank you.